Mike Hennessy attended a grade school with a great name, Our Lady of Victory. The school also has excellent colors, blue and orange. Mike was class salutatorian at Gordon Tech High School. He was also captain and quarterback of the football team and played on the basketball team. Carl Sandburg played basketball for Lombard College. Lombard College became Knox College. Mike Hennessy played football for Knox College. He is a college graduate. Mike was an assistant principal and eighth grade teacher at St. Boniface Grade School. Then he was a history teacher, assistant recruitment director, and an assistant football coach for Gordon Tech. In 1980, they won the state championship. In 1985, Mike received a master's degree in education and administration from Northeastern Illinois University. In 1987, Mike became the football coach at what is now Notre Dame College Prep. He taught history for 8 years. He also coached baseball. In 1995, he became the athletic director. In Mike's 27 years as football coach, Notre Dame has had 15 state playoff teams, 2 prep bowl teams, 3 state quarterfinals teams, and 1 state runner-up team. Mike has been the Notre Dame Father Dotremont Faculty Member of the Year and the Niles Chamber of Commerce Coach of the Year. He is in the Gordon Tech High School Hall of Fame and the East Suburban Catholic Conference Hall of Fame. When I nominated Loyola Academy football coach John Holosek for a Sports Faith Award, he said that Mike Hennessy deserves it more. Notre Dame College President Father Smith says that Mike is the Jesus of the campus. Every day, Father Smith tries to get the school before Mike. Mike wins every day. Father Smith coaches with Mike. Father Smith says that Mike doesn't use profanity. He doesn't tolerate profanity from his coaches or his players. He is very patient. Father Smith said that if Mike is too humble to accept a Sports Faith Award, he would order Mike to accept it. Mike is obedient. Mike has 2 parents, William and Sarah, 1 wife, Linda, 2 sons, Mike and Eric. Congratulations to Mike and his family.
I'm truly honored to be a recipient of this award for the Sports Faith International team, and congratulations to all the other honorees. This is truly unbelievable company to have 2 great football teams and coaches from Washington, Sacred Heart. And Connor, if you ever want a job of coaching, come on up by Notre Dame. We'll put you to work. I would also like to thank the McCaskey family, especially Pat McCaskey, for his considerations concerning this award and the tremendous things that they do to help the Chicagoland community and Notre Dame College Prep in particular. It's a proud moment for my family and I, and I treasure the thought of being connected with the impressive organization and esteemed people that it represents. To me, to be speaking to you says a lot about the importance of everyday person and the actions that make a small impact upon our world. I'm very fortunate to have had opportunities that I've had being a teacher in Catholic schools on the elementary and high school level since 1974. And it's been my privilege to be mentored and guided by many wonderful people like Father Henry Blasky and Mr. Tom Winnecke at Gordon Tech, Father Ken Molinaro, Father John Smith, Mr. Bill Casey, and Judy Byrne at Notre Dame College Prep, to name a few. But it is to my family they owe the greatest debt of gratitude. My life has been ideal from the onset with Sarah and Bill Hennessy, who made sure that I understood and appreciated the values of Catholic upbringing as they parented our family into a loving unit and infused the virtues of discipline and hard work into their 4 children. My fortune of marrying my wife, Linda, almost 29 years ago, has been the enlightening and steadying influence in my adult life. She has pushed me to strive to help people in as many ways as can be done through coaching and interacting with athletes and their families. And I'm so blessed to have my 2 sons here, Mike and Eric, who see the world through the eyes of faith and love, and who are on the road to being truly responsible, respectable young men. Thanks again for the honor. I sincerely believe that we're all here to make this world a little bit better place. Thank you.